You're listening to In Here, Out There, Stories from the Road. My name is Christopher Ives. Today I woke up with the sun. Today I walked Tulsi past old fair rides, stored for next year, on the grounds of the Florida State Fair. Today I preened the Vitruvian van, drew doodles on the chalkboard doors, and displayed for all to see. Today I got up on stage and tried to give a talk about minimalism and why we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Check our defaults. Today I lowered a mic stand after the talk and caught my palm in the grip and gave myself a huge blood blister. But I was too busy to tend to the wound till after I've finished this podcast at 11 p.m. Today I talked about my ultra-eco van, so much that my voice became sore, and new friends stepped in without asking to help share the words. Thanks, Todd and Amber. Today a kid was petting Tulsi but somehow scared her, and she nipped at his face. I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry, Dad, who was worried. Thanks, Mom, who was concerned, but also chill. Thanks extra to Haig and Stacy for not being mad at Tulsi and I. I'm still going to feel bad for days. Today someone called me a genius twice for building the van like I did, and it made me feel cool. Thanks, random dude. Today I chatted with a tiny house gal who knew what was up in regards to community building and living the examined life. Respect. And thanks for the throat coat. As mentioned, the voice is sore. Today a lady hopped in the van and told me her life story. I was exhausted and I won't remember much of it, but I hope sharing your story felt good. Thanks for the CBD coffee. Today I drove a few miles to grab a shower. The showers were grimy, but it still felt good to cool down. Only later did I see an invite to a much more legit shower and friendly vibes. Tonight I return to my little slice of parking lot to await another day of chatty chat chatting about all the tiny goodness at the Tampa Tiny House Show. What a day. I'm so tired. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.